tells this story. A man is trapped on one side of a fast-flowing river. There is great danger and uncertainty, but on the far side of the river, there is safety. There is no bridge or ferry for crossing, and it is too deep to just walk or swim through. So he gathers twigs and leaves and logs and vines and all the things, and he fashions a raft sturdy enough to carry him to the other side of the shore. And he lays on the raft and uses his arms and he paddles and he gets himself across to the other side of the river. And then the Buddha asks the listeners a question. What would you think of the man after having crossed the river if he said, oh, you know, this raft has served me well. I should take it with me. So I should strap it on my back and carry it over the land. And the monks who were listening replied that that would not be a very sensible thing to do, to cling to a raft in such a way. And the Buddha continues, what if he laid the raft down gratefully, thinking that this raft has served him well, but is no longer of use and thus can be laid down upon the shore? The monks replied that this would be the proper attitude. The Buddha concluded by saying, so it is with my teachings, which are like a raft and are for crossing over with, not for seizing hold of. Probably many of you have heard that story already, but it is so perfect because today is our burning bowl service. If you didn't catch that already. Unity Church has joined with many faith traditions around the world in this ritual of releasing to make way for the new. And so today is a time to ponder what ideas, beliefs, and thoughts, and habits. It's time that we're ready to set aside beside the river because we've crossed over. This can be something that's been bothering you for a while, or simply something that you've realized that you've outgrown. It may be an idea, a belief, or a habit that served you well in the past, just as a raft does well getting you across the river. But a raft does not make for easy hiking. Sometimes we want to hold on to something or someone because in the past it's been a good thing or a good person to have around. But that doesn't mean that it's still true, that it stays true. And sometimes it's easy to decide to release something, and sometimes it's really, really hard. I bet you have all probably been in both of those situations. The ceremony we're performing today is a ritual that's representative of our consciousness of letting go. But it's not the final word, even though we've made this conscious choice. Because even if you say, I'm releasing negative thoughts, well, that doesn't mean you're going to magically never have any negative thoughts again. And that doesn't mean that when a negative thought happens to meander through your mind later today or tomorrow or next week or whenever it happens, you don't just say, well, didn't work. Return to sender. That's one choice, but it's not really very helpful. There's another option. The other option, of course, is to let sneak back in and do its thing. In which case, you could have stayed in bed this morning. Or there is another option. I'm sure you could have guessed. It's the one that's the most work, but it resolves in the most, we get the most freedom. When the things that we've decided to release show up, we have to say, nope, you're not doing that. We're releasing you. Go about your business. And then you go about your business. Nope. You just have to keep saying, nope, not doing that. Nope, not doing that. And sometimes it takes a long time of doing that for it to work. It takes a while, depending on how deeply that thought or belief or idea is in your habit, is in your consciousness. And this is how the practice of releasing can be so powerful, because when we let go and continually refocus our sights on what is our highest good, then we will retrain ourselves. We will retrain ourselves away from those ideas and habits and beliefs. We can reprogram our brain to not fire in this way, but to fire in this way instead. So we're going to get right to it here in a minute. We're going to have a meditation and lead you through. If you didn't get a slip of paper with an envelope and a little bitty piece of paper, this is the time to raise your hand and see if I think everybody's good. Everybody's good. Awesome. And you'll need something to write with as well, of course. And Sheila will hook you up. And there's lots of hymnals around. Those are good things to use to write on. Not write on the hymnal, but use it to, you know. So we're going to have a meditation, and we're going to go through a process of what you might want to write on your slip to burn. And next week, we'll be creating white stones that will be your intention for the year. So this week, we're going to be in that place in between. We've talked a lot about that this fall, that place in between. It's a time of spaciousness. It's a time to get still after all the busyness of the holidays and traveling and visiting and all whatever is going on, and to let those things just set and continue to let the things that you're releasing be released. But even before we get to the white stone and what we're doing for the next year and we're thinking about that spaciousness, we're going to do a second thing today. That's what the paper in the envelope, the big paper in the envelope are for. This is a letter to/from your highest self. This is a letter you will write today, seal, and you'll leave here, and then sometime in the next year, it will appear in your mailbox if you put your address on it. And this is a letter that you will write to the future you about something that you know right now. You can be, say, something encouraging that you're really clear about now. You could say, I know I affirm and I know that you are finding fulfilling relationships. Or you could say, I see you clearly as a whole and healthy well-being. You could say, I know that you are a radiant light of God. Or remember the sweet connections that you had over the Christmas season. Remember to keep Christmas in your heart always. Whatever you feel like you're really clear about right now or today, write that in your little letter to yourself to remind yourself in whenever this letter shows up on your doorstep of what you know now. Because sometimes we forget. We have a really great understanding of something, and then we sort of forget, oh yeah, I wasn't doing that anymore. So this is like a way to remind yourself in a gentle, loving, encouraging way. It might seem a little odd, but it's always really neat when you get it, I promise. So, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy, and you certainly don't have to use up the whole piece of paper. You can draw yourself a picture if you want, but I just gave you a whole piece of paper so you'd have plenty of room. So when we start, we'll start with a quiet meditative time for you to contemplate what you're ready to write down and set aflame. And then when you're ready, you will come up and the little piece of paper, it's not flash paper because I know flash paper is kind of scary. You'll have time to light it and put it over the bowl and have plenty of time to not burn your fingers. We practiced last night, so I promise. And then when you've completed that, we'll just continue that meditative energy. And when you get back to your seat, you can start contemplating what you might want to write on your letter to yourself. And even if you're not quite done and we move on to the completion of the service, you can just stay and finish writing however long it takes and then just put your address on it, seal it up, and you can put it in the offering basket if you're already done and it'll get back to me, or you can leave it out on the lectern thing out there and that will be fine. So those are all the instructions. And so now we're going to take some time in meditation and quiet.